And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of July, 2025. It's the birthday of E.B. White, born on this day in 1899. Elwin Brooks White was an American writer. He was the author of several highly popular books for children, including Stuart Little, Charlotte's Web, and The Trumpet of the Swan. In a 2012 survey of School Library Journal readers, Charlotte's Web was ranked first in their poll of the top 100 children's novels. E.B. White said, "I have been asked to tell how I came to write Charlotte's Web. Well, I like animals, and it would be odd if I failed to write about them. Animals are a weakness with me, and when I got a place in the country, I was quite sure animals would appear, and they did. A farm is a peculiar problem for a man who likes animals, because the fate of most livestock is that they are murdered by their benefactors. The creatures may live serenely, but they end violently, and the odor of doom hangs about them always. I have kept several pigs, starting them in spring as weanlings and carrying trays to them all through summer and fall. The relationship bothered me. Day by day, I became better acquainted with my pig and he with me, and the fact that the whole adventure pointed toward an eventual piece of double dealing on my part lent an eerie quality to the thing. I do not like to betray a person or a creature, and I tend to agree with Mr. E. M. Forster that in these times, the duty of a man above all else is to be reliable. It used to be clear to me, slopping a pig, that as far as the pig was concerned, I could not be counted on, and this, as I say, troubled me. Anyway, the theme of Charlotte's Web is that a pig shall be saved, and I have an idea that somewhere deep inside me, there was a wish to that effect. As for Charlotte herself, I had never paid much attention to spiders until a few years ago. Once you begin watching spiders, you haven't time for much else. The world is really loaded with them. I do not find them repulsive or revolting any more than I find anything in nature repulsive or revolting. And I think it is too bad that children are often corrupted by their elders in this hate campaign. Spiders are skillful, amusing, and useful, and only in rare instances has anybody ever come to grief because of a spider. One cold October evening, I was lucky enough to see Erinnea cavatica spin her egg sac and deposit her eggs. I did not know her name at the time, but I admired her. And later, Mr. Willis Gertsch of the American Museum of Natural History told me her name. When I saw that she was fixing to become a mother, I got a stepladder and an extension light and had an excellent view of the whole business. A few days later, when it was time to return to New York, not wishing to part with my spider, I took a razor blade, cut the sack adrift from the underside of the shed roof, put spider and sack in a candy box, and carried them to town. I tossed the box on my dresser. Some weeks later, I was surprised and pleased to find that Charlotte's daughters were emerging from the air holes in the cover of the box. They strung tiny lines from my comb to my brush, from my brush to my mirror, and from my mirror to my nail scissors. They were very busy and almost invisible. They were so small. At the present time, three of Charlotte's granddaughters are trapping at the foot of the stairs in my barn cellar, where the morning light coming through the east window illuminates their embroidery and makes it seem even more wonderful than it is. The publication of Anarchism and Animal Liberation, Essays on Complementary Elements of Total Liberation, edited by Anthony Nocella, Richard White, and Erica Cudworth, was on this day in 2015. Building upon anarchist critiques of racism, sexism, ableism, and classism, this collection of new essays melds anarchism with animal advocacy in arguing that speciesism is an ideological and social norm rooted in hierarchy and inequality. Rising from the anarchist-influenced Occupy movement, this book brings together international scholars and activists who challenge us all to look more critically into the causes of speciesism and to take a broader view of peace, social justice, and the nature of oppression. Animal advocates have long argued that speciesism will end if humanity adopts a vegan ethic. This concept is developed into the argument that the vegan ethic has the most promise if it is also anti-capitalist and against all forms of domination. And here are some quotes from E.B. White's Charlotte's Web for today. "Why did you do all this for me?" he asked. "I don't deserve it. I've never done anything for you." "You have been my friend," replied Charlotte. "That in itself is a tremendous thing. I wove my webs for you because I liked you. After all, what's a life anyway? We're born, we live a little while, we die. A spider's life can't help being something of a mess with all this trapping and eating flies. By helping you, perhaps I was trying to lift up my life a trifle. Heaven knows anyone's life can stand a little of that." Wilbur never forgot Charlotte. Although he loved her children and grandchildren dearly, none of the new spiders ever quite took her place in his heart. She was in a class by herself. It is not often that someone comes along who is a true friend and a good writer. Charlotte was both. Passages from Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that to be a friend to an animal is a tremendous thing.